Well, let me begin by saying I apologize for the heat. Someone was supposed to come down last night and turn it on, and that someone, we won't mention who it is, but he stands before you, forgot to do that. So I'm not sure why the back of the sanctuary is a little bit colder than the front, but you're welcome to come up here where the heat is. I got no takers for that one. But pastor's not here. He's not sure if he went to a men's retreat or if he's here looking after Joyce, who is not is doing better, but still is not up to par as to where she needs to be. Went to see her in the hospital three days ago, and she had good spirits, and she's content in allowing God to do what God needs to do with her while she's there, so she stopped asking her doctor when she can go home. So keep her in prayer and keep them in prayer as they continue to find out and to work the bugs out of what's going on with her. We praise God that she is in a place where they're able to take care of her and give her the care that she needs, and we pray for her constantly, as well as pastor, who is worried about her and also is concerned about the concerns of the church and the things that are happening with that. So before we get into the Word of God, let's just have a word of prayer for them. Father, as we take this moment to think of Pastor Lynn and Joyce and the family, we ask you to be with them today as they are continuing to worry about Joyce and to what's going on. Father, we pray you'll give Pastor the strength and the ability to do everything he needs to do. We pray for those men who are at men's camp, and we pray that you will just bless their hearts and allow them to get the things that they need from that service and from that weekend. And God, we just pray that you'll be with us today and help us as we look at what you have for us this morning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. For the 7 o'clock service, I just wanted to make you aware of the men who are at men's camp this weekend who will be coming home, and they'll be telling us a little bit about what they experienced at men's camp. And so if you would like to come out and see what that is all about, you're more than welcome to do that. I want you to turn with me in the book of Ecclesiastes. When praying and asking God, God, what do you want me to share with your people this morning? I was led to the Old Testament. And I first started in Chronicles and read through Chronicles, and I said, no, that's not it. And I kept going until I found the book that I felt God wanted me to share with you this morning. And the 10:45 service also will be coming from the book of Ecclesiastes, but we're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and just one verse, chapter 10, chapter 11, verse 10. And Ecclesiastes, if you've never read this book or if you don't know where the ideas of Ecclesiastes come from, it actually comes from Solomon, King Solomon, who wrote about life being meaningless. Now, it sounds like a pretty depressing book. But it's actually a great book. It's got a lot of great wisdom. It's got a lot of great things. If you've ever heard the poem or the saying, a time for this, time for that, that's where this passage of Scripture comes from. Matter of fact, there was a song that was written about that passage of Scripture some years ago. But if we look at this passage of Scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 10, we see these words. It says, "So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, as we look at this passage of Scripture, which talks about getting rid of anxiety and troubles in our hearts and lives, I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to see how we do that and what we need to do to move forward with their lives. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When I read this passage of Scripture, I remembered a song in my youth, and some of you are saying, well, that wasn't too long ago. A lot of you are saying, boy, that was a really long time ago. But it was "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Remember that one? And it's one of those songs that get in your head, which I've just put into your head, and you're going over and over, and it's going over and over in your head right now, as I see people nodding their heads with that. Don't worry, be happy. And it was a great song. You know, no matter how bad your day was or what things were going on or if you flunked your algebra exam, it was no big deal because you played that song and it made you feel good and it made you feel happy. The Super Bowl had a great commercial, which a lot of people said had a lot of controversy to it. But it was a guy who was speaking Jamaican. Remember that commercial? It was for Volkswagen. And he was going through the office and he was talking Jamaican and saying, "Don't worry, man, be happy." You know, and just talking like that. And it was just a great commercial. I loved it. It was just so funny and just so upbeat. And the Bible, God wants us to understand and know that we are to banish anxiety from our heart and to cast off troubles from our bodies. And in our world and in our lives, we have a lot of things that happen to us and a lot of things that go on in our lives. And anxiety is a part of our lives, isn't it? Worry. We worry about things. We fret. We take an opportunity or things come our way and we just wonder how in the world we're going to get through it and what things are going to happen. And I want to encourage you this morning in taking that passage of Scripture to heart where it says, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off troubles from your body. That word banish means to just put it away forever and ever. The word cast means to throw it as far as you can away. Now, when you think of those two things, banish it, put it away, cast it off, throw it as far away as you can, if you think about that and you throw something as far away as you can and it's really not that important to you, are you going to go after it and get it? Probably not, right? I mean, let's face it. If the remote control is on the other side of the room, we really don't think about getting up to go get it, do we? We wait for somebody else to come in the room and say, "Hey, can you grab that remote and bring it back to it?" I see a lot of people nodding their heads. This is true. In our house, we had a remote control when I was younger. My godfather would say, "Hey, boy, go change that channel for me." That was a remote control in our house when I was a kid. But when you cast something off, or when you throw something away, or you banish something away from you, you toss it as far as away you can so that you don't end up going back to get it. If you throw something just right in front of you, there is a chance of you or a possibility of you reaching down and grabbing that thing and picking it back up. The Bible tells us that we are to banish anxiety from our hearts and to cast troubles away from our bodies. Why does God want us to cast anxiety and troubles away from us? Well, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12. And look at what verse 25 says. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25, we read these words. "An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up." An anxious heart weighs a man down. When we worry, when we have things in our hearts that causes anxiety in our lives and causes us to worry and causes us to fret, it weighs us down. There are studies that will show you that most of the physical things that happen in a person's life happens because they are worried. They worry a lot. Or they have a lot of anxiety. High blood pressure can be attributed to worry and fret. Heart attacks, depression. These types of things come because we worry. We have these things in our lives that are weighing us down, weighing our hearts down. And God doesn't want us to have that in our lives as believers. Do you know that? God wants us to cast those things off, to throw them away, to just pitch them as far away as we can so that we don't reach down and pick them back up. And so why should we cast it off? Because anxiety weighs us down. And it doesn't allow us to focus our attention on what we need to focus our attention on, which is what? God, right? Our attention should be on God, nothing else. And so when we worry about things and we fret about things, we don't focus on God all that much. We focus on the thing that we're worried about. And Ecclesiastes tells us that we need to throw those things away. We need to cast it away. We need to banish it from our hearts and lives. And so we asked ourselves this question, well, if we're to banish worry, then what are we to worry about? Well, turn with me to the book of Matthew. And we're going to go to Matthew in verse 25. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Starting at verse 25, we read these words. It says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or what your or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? But what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Verse 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And then turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to look at verse 6, and it says this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So what are those two verses telling us? What are we to worry about? Those two verses tell us the exact same thing, which is we are not to worry about what? Anything. Because our Heavenly Father loves us so much that He wants to give us whatever we need. Not whatever we want. Understand that. There's a difference there, isn't there? My kids want a lot of things, but they don't get it. I give them what they need, but not necessarily what they want. And God is the same way with us, isn't He? We want a lot of things, but God gives us what we need. God gives us the health that we have, the food that we have. He gives us the clothes that we need to wear. Now, it might not be as eloquent as some other folks have, but it's still clothes. I remember growing up, I got teased a lot and beat up a lot because of the clothes that I went to school with. But they were the clothes that my mom could afford. And I remember to this day her going to James Way. Anybody remember James Way? Yeah. James Way? It was the Kmart of its day. It was the Walmart of its day. You know, it was, the clothes were okay, but they weren't the best and they were cheap. They were inexpensive. And I remember her going every year and getting us Converse All-Stars. Now, back in that day, those weren't the cool shoes to wear at school. Those Nikes were, New Balances, those types of things. Those were the cool things to wear. But Mom, that's all she could afford. And I always say that I wished I had a time machine that I could go back in time and buy all of those shoes that were sitting there and come back today and sell them because I can make a lot of money. Right? Because what is people wearing now? Converse All-Star. They're just wearing those shoes. But It was what mom could do. And you know, we really didn't worry about much in our house because we always had food on the table. We always had clothes on our backs. We always had a house that we could that kept us warm in the wintertime and warm in the summertime because we had no air conditioning. But God always took care of us. In our lives, we worry about too much. And I want us to understand and I want us to know what God tells us in His Word is He cares about us so much that He's willing to give us whatever we ask for. Understand, He's not going to give us whatever we want, but whatever we ask for, whatever we need. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 that God cares about the birds of the air so much that He takes care of them and He makes sure that they have the food that they need. We are more important than the birds of the air. You know that? Do you believe that? If we are more important than the birds of the air, then God's going to take care of those needs that we have. And it's going to be sufficient for us. So we need not to worry about anything. Why should we cast off our anxiety and worry? It's because it weighs our hearts down. What are we to worry about? Absolutely nothing. Because God's got our back. Understand that. The next thing I want us to understand and to see is, well, if we are to cast off our anxiety and we are to not worry about anything, where should we put our anxiety then? Where should it rest? Where should we put it? Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. I just want to make sure that this is where I want to be. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We read these words. It says this: cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Now that word cast is different than the word cast that we had before. That word, the word cast we had before was to just chuck it as far as we could chuck it. To throw it as far away from us as we possibly can. That's what that word cast means. This word cast is a little bit different. This word for cast means that we are to put all of our anxiety upon Him. The best example I can give that to you of that is a story about my Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major O'Brien was his name. And he was 6'4", weighed 300 pounds, and it was all solid muscle. When Sergeant Major walked into the room, he became the room. That's how much of a presence he gave. And we were sitting in the barracks one day, and we were going over some study material that we had to do, and we were talking about carrying people who were injured on the battlefield. We were talking about it, and we were thinking, well, how in the world can I pick this kid up, who was pretty big, and carry them where they need to go? I thought that was impossible. And when we were talking about it, Sergeant Major just happened to come into the barracks, as he did often. He would come into the barracks and kind of see what was going on and chat with the troops. And because basically he would say, I needed to get away from headquarters for a while. And I came to where reality is, as he would say. And we were talking about that, and we said, Sergeant Major, you know, you've been in combat. You've been injured. He had the Bronze Star, and which is the third highest medal that you can get in combat. And he had a Purple Heart, which means that he was injured in combat. He had several Purple Hearts that he had received while in combat. And he told a story about when he was in a firefight and he got injured. And the CO said to this kid, Johansson was his name, he said, Johansson, get him to the LZ. Get him to where the helicopter comes in. Now, an LZ was a landing zone, and it's where the helicopter came in to pick up injured Marines, soldiers. He said, get him there. And so Johansson just pulled and tugged and got him away from the firefight until he could get him up on his back. And he pretty much just got Sergeant Major up on his back. Now, Johansson wasn't that big. He was only about 5'8". Sergeant Major, 6'4". So Johansson's got him on his back, sort of like a backpack. And he's just dragging him with all of he has to get to the LZ, to get to the landing zone, to get him to the helicopter so that he can get the care that he needed. By the time he got to the landing zone with the sergeant major, all of his energy was gone, and he just collapsed on the ground. When the pilot came to pick up the injured Marine, he thought he had two injured Marines there. And when they went over to see if this guy was okay, he said all he heard was, "Did we make it?" to the pilot. The pilot says, "Yeah, you made it. He's here. We got him on the bird, but we need to know if you're okay." He says, "Yeah, I'm fine." He got up and he took off back to the unit so they could get back into the firefight. That word "cast" that we see in this passage of Scripture is sort of like what Johansson did with the sergeant major. Sergeant major's weight, his whole weight was on Johansson as he was carrying him to where he needed to go. Our worries, our anxiety, our troubles, that passage of Scripture says to us that we need to put all of it, every bit of it, onto the Savior. Cast all of your cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares about us. God wants us to take all of our worry and put it on His shoulders. Not just a little bit of it. Not just some of it. But all of it. He wants us to take all of our worries and place it upon His shoulders so that He can carry it to where it needs to go. So that He can take care of it. So we cast all of our anxieties off, all of our worries, all of our troubles off, and we place them upon the shoulders of the Savior, of Jesus Christ. This week, what I'd like you to do, while you're going through the things that you're going through and worry comes your way, which it's going to happen because we're human and we get those things, I want you to remember this passage of Scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5, where it says this: cast all your cares upon Him, all your anxieties upon Him, because He cares for you. He will carry them where they need to go, and we won't have to worry about them anymore because He's got your back. Just like in the story with Sergeant Major, Johansson had his back, carried him to where he needed to go. God wants to take our worries and carry them where they need to go so that we don't have to care about them anymore. We don't have to worry about them anymore. It's already taken care of. And so we shouldn't worry because it brings our hearts down. There's nothing that we need to worry about. And if their worry does come our way and anxiety comes our way, all we have to do is just put it on the shoulders of the Master and He'll carry it for us. That's what I have for you this morning. I pray and I hope that you carry it with you this week as you go out into the world and face the things that we face in the world. And trust me, I know these passages of Scripture, and still there's times that I worry and I fret. And then I have to remember, if I put it on the hands of the Master, I don't have to worry about Him anymore. Because He's got my back. He's going to take care of it. He's going to carry it where I need to go, where I need it to go. And so I'm going to encourage you today to take this passage of Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Put it into your hearts and minds. And so when worry comes, I want you to remember it and then cast all those cares on Jesus, because He cares for you. Would you stand with me for a moment? Father God, as we just want to take a moment to thank You that You are a God who cares enough for us to take care of our needs, that You are a God who cares enough for us to take our worries completely on Your back and carry them where they need to go. And so, Father, right now we pray that You'll be with us this week. We pray that You'll take those worries that we have and that You'll put them on Your back, and You'll take them and You'll carry them so that we don't have to worry about them anymore. And God, we're going to give You all praise and honor and glory for those things that you're going to take away from us this week. And I pray for everybody here that when the worries come and the anxiety comes and the troubles come, that they'll remember this passage of Scripture and they'll say, you know what? I remember on Sunday that I'm supposed to take these and place them on your shoulders, God. So here they are. Take them away from me. And we pray that you'll just allow us to remember that and do that. God, you are a God who keeps his promises. And if you promise you're going to do that, we know that it's going to happen. So we praise you for that. We just pray, Lord, that you'll just bless us now and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you all for coming. Give me a moment to get to the back. And we'd love to see you at the 10:45 as well. God bless.